From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Another shooting, this one in Texas. A man who was dishonorably discharged from the United States Air Force opened fire on a church near San Antonio, Texas, killing 26 worshipers and wounding at least 20. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
This will be a long-suffering mourning for those in pain. We ask for God's comfort, for God's guidance, and for God's healing for all those who are suffering.
The gunman is also dead. There is no clue as so far as to his motive. Sunday's Texas shooting follows a mass killing in Las Vegas on October the 1st that took 58 lives. President Trump is in Japan on a two-week Asia visit. He will attend the East Asia Summit and an ASEAN meeting. On this trip, he's pushing aggressively to get all the Asian leaders to agree to pursue ending North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. He spoke today alongside Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe about the North Korea crisis.
America and Japan face many challenges, many opportunities. There are many things we face, but we will be facing them together in friendship and as allies. Most importantly, we're working to counter the dangerous aggressions of the regime in North Korea.
From Japan, Mr. Trump will go to South Korea, then China, Vietnam, and then the Philippines. The Election Commission in the Democratic Republic of Congo has announced presidential elections will take place December 23rd of next year. The election, supposed to have taken place in late 2016, has been delayed, triggering unrest. This is VOA News. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has ordered the arrest of several officials, including a billionaire nephew of King Salman, in what is being called an anti-corruption crackdown. But Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal says this is part of the battle between conservatives who rule by consensus and younger, more liberal members of the Saudi royal family.
What is really happening underlying all this is essentially the element of consolidation of power. Use any vehicle in order to consolidate your power in a situation where you realize that your party is no more a cohesive party which works through consensus.
The purge also targeted the head of the National Guard, who has been detained. The Saudi-led coalition battling Houthi rebels in Yemen announced Monday it has temporarily closed off Yemen's land, sea, and airports as it further accused Iran of being behind a missile attack on Riyadh. Saudi Arabia has frequently accused Iran of supplying the rebels in their fight against Yemen's internationally recognized government. Iran has denied arming the Houthis. Australia has turned down New Zealand's offers to accept 150 refugees from offshore detention centers on Nauru and Papua New Guinea, but it is open to further consideration following a meeting between the country's leaders. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
As you know, we have an arrangement with the United States whereby a substantial number, 1,250, can, subject to the United States' rigorous vetting, be resettled in the United States. And we're pursuing those arrangements at the moment. And that is our commitment.
New Zealand's newly elected Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern made her first official visit to Australia, discussing numerous issues, including immigration, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and this month's upcoming APEC summit in Vietnam. A powerful typhoon hit south-central Vietnam and so far has left at least 44 dead. Rains up to 78 centimeters were reported in some parts of the region. The typhoon is the second to hit Vietnam in a month and the worst in 16 years. Newly leaked documents show U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross shares significant business interests through a shipping venture in Russia with President Vladimir Putin's son-in-law and an oligarch subject to American sanctions. Now, Ross did not disclose the Russian business link when he was confirmed by the U.S. Senate as Commerce Secretary. Ross says he removes himself as Commerce Chief from matters related to transoceanic shipping and consults with the agency's ethics officials to ensure the highest ethical standards. And Shalane Flanagan dethroned Mary Keitany on Sunday and became the first American woman to win the New York City Marathon since 1977. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.